Hunter Valley Today with Darren Katrubi. Well, we've been talking about it for quite some time. Merriwa residents are quite vocal about wanting to get a return and earn scheme to recycle bottles in the village. But the provider of this service across New South Wales, Tomra Cleanaway, have not been interested. Well, there was a petition that was presented to Upper Hunter MP Dave Lazell to see what he could do. I believe he's done something. Dave Lazell, good morning.
Good morning, Darren. It's great to speak to you. And yes, you're right. We've managed to harness that great community feeling in Merriwa working on this return and earn unit. And we put together a petition, and I was able to meet with the CEO of My Tomra Cleanaway just last Friday, and spoke to him about the community feeling on this project, and certainly how enthusiastic everyone is, including the council. Upper Hunter Council has shown they are very enthusiastic to get one of these units down in Merriwa. So I certainly was able to show, from what the actual community have already done, how enthusiastic everyone is. And so when I think they saw that enthusiasm, they recognise it. There are some challenges, Darren, that we need to get through, but it's an important first step. We've actually been able to have this meeting with the CEO.
So what's the end result? They understand clearly now what the challenges are, but so what's going to happen next?
Well, look, I've invited him up for a visit to visit Merriwa, which is in sometime in the next month, and details soon to be released, and hopefully we can show him, you know, the area that we've got, and of course he's going to then have a look at, you know, certainly the truck access and the like. But more importantly, there's some challenges around how the logistics of the truck would get there, because there's a truck run at the moment which goes up the New England Highway, and there's not one that goes down the Golden Highway. So it's actually bringing on another truck run out to basically Merriwa and back. And some of that, making sure that we can actually get a full truck when it does come and make those sort of efficiencies, that was my commitment to him. I'm willing to work, as well as the council, to make sure that we can get through any of the obstacles. I just need to keep that conversation alive. And certainly the people of Merriwa are keen to see it happen. That enthusiasm goes a long way. So I think when we have this meeting on site, I'm hoping that there'll be some, you know, we'll have some sort of solutions outlined to try to get us a return and earn in Merriwa.
It's funny, because I thought the residents were told by the company originally, one of the excuses were that the road was not good enough for them to travel out, but it's more about coordinating trucks and routes by the sounds of it.
Absolutely. That's exactly what it sounded to me, was it's more about trying to get those efficiencies for a truck, knowing that the truck is going to come out of Newcastle and go down the Golden Highway. Dubbo does its own collection, so it didn't seem to work for them to come out of Dubbo, even though I actually discussed that option with them. But, you know, they're the best position to know the best way of doing this. I'm just saying, look, we're willing to work with them. If they can sort of give us a guide of what they need, then I will find ways to meet that and get over the obstacle, whatever it is. So that may mean that we have a storage area for the bucket, so they collect two at once, and we do something like that. I don't know what that is yet, but I'm going to keep that conversation up. And I think when we meet on site, I think we'll have a much better idea of what we're going to do about those obstacles.
Mm. So will you be inviting representatives from the Progress Association to attend that visit by Mike as well?
Absolutely. I'll be inviting anyone who wants to come, including yourself, Darren, you know, to come along. Look, it's important that I think the CEO hears how enthusiastic we are about this, and you know, like, they're just people at the end of the day. The CEO actually has connections to the Cassilis district, which I played on quite a bit. So for him, it's a visit back to where his forebears came from, and I think we'll have to use everything we can to our advantage there.
Well, that's great news you bring us, Dave Lazell, this morning. Congratulations, a job well done, and that's, I suppose, using the system and the representation that you can provide to its full advantage. So let's keep our fingers crossed that all goes well when that visit occurs, and we'll let everyone know when all that's locked in. Dave, thanks very much for joining us this morning.
Thanks a lot, Darren.